It does feel like a little bit. A lot of folks go to comedy shows and they're like, if I could just get up there, and this is really showing.
Yeah.
Showing what it looks
you
like.
You see, the first three steps are good, and then it's like.
It also kind of feels like a lot of people that come to comedy shows have been molested.
Yeah.
But also, they got us fucking sick savages attacking every word they say.
And who knew that the baddest was a nappy-headed gravy Jew? Dickie spit that Jewish flow. Little Dickie spit that Jewish flow. Sicker than the Holocaust, that motherfucking Jewish flow. That Third Reich raw concentration camp cold. Now we rolling in that motherfucking dope. That's that Jewish flow. Dickie spit that
Hello,
Jewish
everybody.
Flow.
Welcome. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast. Today on the episode, we're going to be talking about the greatest race in the history of mankind. Kanye's favorite people, the Jews. Yeah, you guys. Mexicans know them as the Who's. Who is it? Your landlord. Guys, this episode was recorded live from Skankfest in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's all about Jews because my new special is available November 2nd. Tomorrow, if you're watching this live, today, if you're watching this a day later, and yesterday, still today, if you're watching it any other time. It's available on youtube.com/Ari Shaffir. It's my best work yet. I want you to go get it. Go to youtube.com/Ari Shaffir. Do me a favor. When you go to it, at very minimum, the premiere will be available right now. So you can hit subscribe to the premiere and it'll remind you when it's out. I want you to post about it to your friends and followers. That would help me out a lot. Because I did this and I spent about 45% of my life savings on this special. And I decided instead of selling it to a platform, that I would give it to you, the people, for free. It's my Hanukkah gift, my early Hanukkah gift to all of you. Because I care about you and I want you to see something really good that I did. And I think you're going to love it. I think you're going to enjoy my gift. If you don't, that's crazy. It's the best thing I've ever done. Why else would you be watching this if you're not going to enjoy it? You're going to enjoy it. So guys, in honor of that, at Skankfest, I brought my friends Joe List, Joe DeRosa, Robert Kelly. Who am I missing? Joe List, Joe DeRosa, Robert... Jim Norton, first time on the Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank Podcast. That might have been it. The four of them. Dude, if I'm forgetting somebody, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. Norton. Ryan Long, I was. What a fucking all-star episode. Jim Norton, Ryan Long, Joe List, Joe DeRosa, Robert Kelly, and me. And we're talking about Jews. And I asked the audience over and over again to come up and tell me your favorite stories about Jews. And so what the deal was, I stole a golden pass from Luis Gomez as part of my mayhem for Skankfest. And I was going to give it out to whoever told the best story. So it was infuriating how terrible the stories were. But List and DeRosa and Ryan and Norton and Bobby, they were all there making fun of it. And it made it super fun. As bad as those stories got, that just gave more energy to the you know, tagging those guys. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. These live episodes, I resisted them for a long time, but they're great. If you want to go see me live, Portland this week, added a late Thursday show. That's probably sold out by now, but who knows. Dallas, December 1st, 2nd, 3rd at Hyenas. In January, I'll be in Pittsburgh at the Improv, Salt Lake City at Wise Guys. February, I'll be in Tampa. And in March, I will be in San Jose. Get tickets right now. But really, above all, go see my special, Ari Shaffir Jew. It's available on YouTube, youtube.com/Ari Shaffir. Subscribe, leave a comment, start a fight in the comment section. Tell everybody who's negative that they're ridiculous and they don't enjoy life if they're coming in here being negative on something great. Something great put out for free to the fans. Can you imagine? That is a Jewish thing, by the way. On Hanukkah, being upset that your present, your free thing, is not good enough. So call those people out for being Jews themselves. And Kanye, let me ask you one question. If blacks are the real Israelites, where were you guys during the Holocaust? How come you didn't take any of the heat for us? That would have been a moment to step up and go, no, 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 leave those guys out. It's us. We're the real Jews. You want to be coming after us. You didn't say anything because you're cowards. You're cowards and you're not real Jews. Because real Jews are cowards, but we'll at least accept who we are. Actually, a lot of Jews went into hiding during the Holocaust. So it's not a great example. But at least I'm coming to the table, Kanye. At least I'm coming to the table. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 490, let's call it 2. because I don't know the numbers anymore. Subscribe, hit a friend. We're probably going to move to a new YouTube channel for just Skeptic Tank stuff. I'll let you know next week. But in the meantime, youtube.com/Ari Shaffir. Guys, let's start the episode. Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank, episode 492. The Jews. No, that's too... The Hebrew... The race... The tribe of the Jews. Yeah. Boring Jews. Ah, damn. Because the stories were so good. Jewish. Yeah. Jewish and proud of it. You know, I should really have titles for these ready to go before I start. Let me just tell you that everybody's correct. Ryan Long is on the Boys cast. Jim Norton's on Jim and Sam. Robert Kelly's been You Know What Dude. He has a new special out called Killbox. Joe List has This Year's Materials, a special out. Also his podcast, Tuesdays with Stories, that I'll be on this week. Joe DeRosa has a podcast called Taste Buds. I got it all by heart. I got all that by heart. And you'd think during that time I would have been thinking about the title. The Jews. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank, episode 492, The Jews, with Joe DeRosa, Joe List, Jim Norton, Ryan Long, and Bobby Kelly, starts now.
For my theme song, like my leather black jeans on. Means on, partner, I'm getting my scream on. Enter the kingdom, but watch what you bring home. You see a black man with a white woman at the top floor, they gon' come to kill King Kong. Middle America packed in, can't they see me in my black skin? Number one question they asking, fuck every question you asking. If I don't get ran out by Catholics, here comes a conservative Baptist, claiming I'm overreacting like the black kids in Chirac, bitch. 4 in the morning, and I'm zoning, they say I'm possessed. It's the omen, I keep it 300, like the Romans, 300 bitches. We're the Trojans, baby, we living in the moment. I've been a menace for the longest, but I ain't finished. I'm devoted, and you know it, and you know it. So follow me, cause this shit about to go. I'm doing 500, I'm out of control. But there's nowhere to go, and there's no way to slow. If I knew what I knew in the past, I would have been blacked out on your ass. And I'm zoning, they say I'm possessed. It's an omen, I keep it 300, like the Romans, 300 bitches. We're the Trojans, baby, we living in the moment. I've been a menace for the longest, but I ain't finished. I'm devoted, and you know it, and you know it. Stop all that coon shit, right. Early morning cartoon shit, right. This is that goon shit, fuck up your whole afternoon shit. I'm aware I'm a wolf, soon as the moon hit. I'm aware I'm a king. Back out the tomb, bitch. Right. Back out the room, bitch. Right. Stop all that coon shit. Right. These niggas ain't doing shit. Right. Them niggas ain't doing shit. Come on, homie, what happened? You niggas ain't breathing, you gasping. These niggas ain't ready for action. Ready for action, action. 4 in the morning, and I'm zoning, I think I'm possessed. It's an omen, I keep it 300, like the Romans, 300 bitches. We're the Trojans, baby, we living in the moment. I've been a menace for the longest, but I ain't finished. I'm devoted, and you know it, and you know it. So follow me, cause this shit about to go. I'm doing 500, I'm out of control. But there's nowhere to go, and there's no way to slow. If I knew what I knew in the past, I would have been blacked out on your ass. God.
Very nice. No, we need a lighter than that. Okay, that's better. Take it down to nothing and then give them a little something. Like outdoor shows during COVID. People are like, they suck. I'm like, it's better than nothing. Yeah, it is. You guys having a good Skankfest? Yeah! Very, very good. All right, so I love this fucking festival more than anything in the world. No agents, no fucking, no Jews. No Hollywood Jews. We're going to talk about a few things tonight, among them, Jews. I have a special coming out November 2nd called Ari Shaffir Jew. We're also going to talk about some other stuff. I will ask you guys if you want. I'm going to introduce a guest in a second. If you have any, well, we'll figure it out. Any great pranks or any great stories about fucking Jews? Hard J or soft J. Either way is fine. Come on up and tell. We'll figure it out. And then I have a giveaway. Which is very un-Jewish of me. Guys, please help me welcome to the stage Mr. Jim Norton and Ryan Long, everybody. Oh, yeah, Norton's pissing. He's old. Here. He's back. Hey, you know what I just remembered? Fat Norton.
I know, and I was Fat Norton again recently, but I dropped a few.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It was wild.
Where we started off on a bang. Hey, is there any water? I don't have any water, mister. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Here,
if you're feeling fat, there are these camps that really skinny you up.
Jewish camp? I think I know what you're talking about.
Summer camp is what I meant.
Ryan is a Canadian, which is the Jew of North America.
I will be donating all proceeds of Skankfest shows to Israel's Iron Dome.
You guys are so fucking far away. This is an odd setup.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thank you.
Okay.
Here you go. Can you
can I have my
back?
Fucking thing back, please?
Cool. All
right. Thank you.
Help me edit this out of the final product.
You guys, are you guys enjoying your Skankfest so far? Are you enjoying the worst, most disgusting street in Las Vegas?
It's awesome because it's rare that you can be touched by 500 fat people sweating in one day. Here you can have that in 20 minutes. So yeah, so far it's been great.
Great place for me to touch 500 fat, sweaty people.
right,
your mom's, all right.
Yeah. Have you guys been to Fremont yet? Have you been up and down there?
No, is that the one that's covered where people are doing like the zip lining?
Yeah, it was like a dying part of Las Vegas, and then they, I guess, like fixed it up.
Yeah.
This is where you used to come to get $5 tables. Like, you could go to Old Vegas and play $5 tables and have somebody fucking shitting himself outside, and now they have a cover so people don't get sunburned while they're shitting themselves outside.
Yeah, I walked through with Voss last night.
Legend Voss?
Yes, Voss and I walked through together. And it's the first time I've ever been grateful that the music was too loud to hear the person next to you.
I actually went to the casino and I told them my new name was Ryan Longstein, and then they go, "Oh my God, sir, here you go." So, didn't know that. I'm going to clean this tonight, boys.
The best part as a comedian of doing that, then you have to pick the money back up and put it back in your pocket.
We will be needing that. That's a one. Yeah, I'm going to need that one. Signed all the bills.
Oh my God.
Oh, there was a fucking golden nugget with these bills that just went missing.
By the way, just by smell.
That was good acting.
$380.
Can you guys $280? What the hell are you going to do at the casino with $180?
Guys, because it's Skankfest, and I know you guys all care, and because Skankfest is all about mayhem, if I want to get some of your best memories, either on pranks or on Jews, and the best one gets this golden ticket that I stole out of Luis Gomez's pocket. He has no idea I have it, and he will be quite upset. Whoever wins it, I want you to tell him I got a gold ticket. He's going to say, "How'd you get it?" And you just go, "Ari, dude."
It's a gold ticket. Oh, he pulled it out of Ari's teeth.
I feel like the craziest prank that ever anyone's ever done is there was this dude, Hitler, and as like a goof, he...
And he was like, "I'm going to hate the people who contribute to the economy the most."
Yeah, the wackiest prank of all time. Kill the productive class.
Yeah. Man, that Holocaust was something, huh?
Yeah. Well, allegedly.
Yeah. People are still talking about it. It's got lasting power.
The black Israelites are who I really care about. Mm-hmm. The Holocaust of a certain other group taking their music and making all the money from it.
Preach.
Yeah.
Facts.
You know what's a fun thing to do if you see black Israelites on the strip, like saying the black Israelite stuff? Put like a $20 bill in your mouth and then lie on the stage.
Let them get over you?
No, you go, "When's your next performance, guys?"
Who are the black Israelites? Like, I've seen them in New York. I feel like unsafe to talk to them.
Yeah, they're the usually black guys. They're dressed kind of a lot
More people. Oh.
Thank God you walked in because I didn't have a real explanation for who the black Israelites are.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Kelly.
The real Jew.
Joseph List. Guys, to catch you up, we're going to talk a little about Jews. And I stole a golden ticket out of Lewis's pocket. He put it on the floor and I stole it. We're going to give it away to a fan who has a great memory of about Jews.
Grab the mic, Bob.
Yeah. Does anybody have one yet, by the way? Okay, hold on to that. Welcome. Joe List just made a movie.
Yeah. Nice.
Great movie. Good cast.
Yeah. Great cast.
Fat Bobby was in that one.
I know, that sucks, right? Fucking Fat Bobby. My special, I was fat too. That's annoying.
No, it's good. It's got like it's a before.
Yeah.
Now you have an after.
Before. Hurts inside to post the clips though. People are like, perfect body for this joke.
But it's great. You got all your fat material shot and then immediately started losing weight.
Yeah, I guess. Still sucks looking at me from the side.
Yes, it does. Look, I know I'm a fucking turtle, but you actually thought you were handsome at one point.
That is true.
I was good looking at one point.
I know. Bobby fucked them all.
But yeah, Bobby has a headshot that looks like a Marine. Like, for real.
I have many different versions of me, though. I have, like, Spanish Bobby, Puerto Rican Bobby, American Indian Bobby.
You looked like a Marine, then you became Marine Life.
He's a whale, everyone.
Became a marina.
I don't like being made fun of by a baby bird.
Hey, do you guys know anything about this Jews versus Kanye thing?
What happened?
I don't know.
Apparently Kanye was speaking truth and some people didn't like it. Truth to power.
Now Kanye, he's a hip hop artist.
That's right.
Okay, that's a good background for
the
that.
The Jews said Kanye.
What was it? He said the Jews were DEFCON 5?
No, he said three. He was going to go DEFCON 5 on the Jews.
DEFCON 3. I'm not trying to something down.
I think we wouldn't want to inflate any numbers.
Yeah, Hitler went DEFCON 5.
Actually, DEFCON 5 is better. I think DEFCON 1 is when it's really bad. I learned that from War Games. Oh, I think that's what it was.
All right, well, don't ruin the jokes. They got it.
All right, well, I'm trying to help the joke with a fact. Sorry. All right, forget you heard it. Bob, go. One more time.
DEFCON 5, I think Hitler did it. Nice. Ugh, what is that, a hand?
Kanye talks a lot. He never really does anything.
Kanye talks a lot.
He was going to beat up fucking, what's his name, Pete Davidson, but he never did.
He
never
can't.
Did shit.
Pete Davidson fucked his wife deep.
Yeah.
I love that fucking a comic.
I think Pete fucked my wife. Guy's fucking everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, he fucked anything worth fucking in Hollywood, he fucked.
Yeah.
Good Pete, for him.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
can't hate on that.
No, I mean, support that completely.
Fuck it.
And Kanye's taking all his anger out on the Jews.
Yeah.
He thinks Pete Davidson's Jewish.
Pete Davidson's fucking his wife. These fucking Jews, they can do everything.
It is the Jews' fault. They made Davidson famous, so.
That's true. Yeah, Lorne Michaels, right? He must be Jewish.
Yeah, he's Jewish.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
So Kanye's a rapper.
That's right.
Does he come up with raps anymore?
Yeah. I think you rhyme rhythmically and then you record it. Typically.
Why is he going DEFCON 3 on the Jews?
Because they're Jews.
No, but like why now? Because does anybody know?
Well, he's basically saying all these Jewish people were calling him and telling him he needs to cut it out.
Cut it out with the White Lives Matter?
But they said it like this.
Yeah, but the White Lives Matter was sort of... The White Lives Matter was sort of for them, too, right? So it's like a little bit one for you, one for me.
Yeah. I love the people recording on the phone on a podcast that's going up on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's like the baseball game.
She's
doesn't
trying to cancel
you?
Everybody.
Yeah, bootleggers.
Yeah. No, dude, my favorite thing is watching people on the Jumbotron not see they're on the Jumbotron because they're on their phones.
Well, they make it a game now. They count up. It's like they shame them.
I like that. Yeah. Beat their fucking asses.
Let's talk baseball.
Jumbotron's like a huge thing that you...
I like when they,
you get to smooch girls on, whether they want it or not.
I like the proposals. How nice is that when somebody...
Fuck you.
But it's nice.
The denied proposals
is the best.
It's nice.
No, I don't like them. I like the ones where they say yes.
I like it when the guy's like, will you marry me? And the other guy's like, I'm not gay, you faggot. Like, yeah.
I have not yet seen one of those. We should do that, dude. We should go to a game and do that. Can we? Yeah, we should go to a game. You'd be down for this, Ryan. And like have a hot girl next to you and be like, well, we're going to do a proposal. And like, I want to put, and then turn to me and get on one knee and then let's just tongue, reach down a pant. I'll give you permission.
Yeah, but then after all that, be like, still no, by the way, I'm playing the field.
That's really funny, but if there's kids watching.
Again, if anyone has a great prank they want to tell us about or anything about the Jews, come on up and you can win a golden ticket. I'm surprised more people haven't tried.
What is the golden ticket?
They're a little afraid of this Jew.
It puts you in the front of the line in any show you want to go to.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty good fucking thing, I think.
How much is it?
I think he's only you can't buy it.
Yeah.
He's giving away a few of them. Dumb fucking
it's
Lewis.
It's like happiness. You can't buy it.
You could buy happiness.
Yeah?
Yeah, buy my special, Killbox. LouisCK.com. Fucking make you happy for an hour.
Not bad.
Cocksuckers, buy it. I got to pay that fucking Mexican back.
He loaned you the money with Vig.
There's somebody over there, Ari.
Oh, nice. All right, come on up. They're very good. Here.
I got him.
Well, don't throw it that far up. Oh, it's fucking... Hold on. Let's play Guess the Race.
I know what it is.
Yeah. Polynesian.
He's Hawaiian. He's Hawaiian.
No, he's Latino.
No, I know what you are.
Mexican.
You're Bob Kelly.
I hope to God it's Palestinian. His story's like, they came in and killed my family. Like,
we got a leader in the clubhouse.
Nah, you're Mexican.
Are you Mexican?
Yes, Mexican. I'm Mexican.
Anything? Yeah. You got something else in you, though, right?
Yeah.
What else?
Gardner.
Italian as well.
You're Italian Mexican? Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's fucking. So, who was the maid?
Yeah.
Oh, Bob.
Worst of the Browns, worst of the Whites. Well,
I'm so sorry about that.
So, one person fixes the toilet, one person cleans the toilet. That's a fair.
What's your name, buddy?
My name's Casey.
Nice.
Okay. Casey is a Mexican.
Yeah.
My mom's an Italian. So
I think
that's
it's queso.
I think it's pronounced KK queso.
All right, what do you got? What do you got to tell us, queso?
Okay.
Stop holding the mic like you're going to sing.
By the way, you're failing right now.
I know, I'm sorry. My Jew friend. Aaron Eskenazi.
Hold the mic like a man. You're freaking me out.
Would you feel better if you could button your shirt all the way up to the neck?
Maybe.
Your friend Aaron Eskenazi.
My friend Aaron Eskenazi.
It's Ashkenazi.
So Ashkenazi. And so I wanted to go to Skankfest with him, and I was watching Louis J. Gomez's Twitch, and I thought I won was one ticket for Skankfest, all access pass. Okay. So I've been rubbing it in his face this whole entire time because he's a real big Skank fan and everything, especially of you, Ari. And
nice loser, sounds like a loser.
Let him finish. I can see a movie in this already. This is amazing.
And so when I get here and I'm thinking I'm just going to get one ticket, I end up actually getting a second all-access pass as well, too.
You got two?
I got two.
Fuck it. Ari, you are filming this, I hope.
Yeah. And your friend is still in Guadalajara?
Yeah. And so I sent him a picture and a DM that, like, fuck you could have come with me.
He sends you a picture back with your wife? Oh, I'm coming, yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, that was a terrible
having
prank.
A little skank fest of my own over here. Yeah.
Skank.
All right.
Well, that's a great story, and if no one tops it, I think you win. But we have a little while, so if nobody has a story about, say...
How did the Jews play into it, though?
Yeah.
It's pranks or Jews.
Oh, that's the prank?
Pranks or Jews. Just
but the friend
is a prank.
Is a Jew.
The friend is a Jew. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I get it. It's ironic.
No, that's just the Jew stories. That's right. All right. Good job, dude.
All right. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
not that victorious a moment. The hand raise was a lot.
I'd love if the Jewish friend already took both the tickets, sold them to someone else, and he's wearing counterfeits.
Yeah, you should sell those. It could get you something.
You got another one over here.
Yeah. Okay.
Two more. Holy shit.
Oh, nice.
Wow, what an outfit, bro.
Ari.
What are you?
I have a dollar.
Give it to me.
Are those?
For the pass.
Well, just buy another one of those outfits.
You have cat whiskers?
I do, yeah.
Are they tattooed on?
No.
Oh,
Sharpie,
not yet.
This morning.
What are you in, the Chingalings? Why do you got your
what
hair like that?
What the fuck is a Chingaling?
What is
it's a Mexican gang.
I love that.
What the fuck is a Chingaling?
Are you Mexican?
Yeah.
All right, full?
Mexican, Indian, indigenous, same shit.
Those brains are
no
Indian.
Italian in you, though, right? You're a real Mexican.
Real Mexican.
I'm not like the other guy.
No Chinese.
Yeah. You got Chinese, too?
Like, okay, family secret.
Yeah.
It was
way
a gangbang.
Back in Sonora, Mexico.
Teach us how to make
the
noodles.
The local
noodles?
Grocer used to buy all the kids presents. And we didn't know why.
Yeah.
They were his.
What? I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, yeah. By fucking Chinese. My great grandmother was a whore. Fucked by the Chinaman. You know.
What? Your mother was raped
Aren't
by Chinese
Aren't we all
people?
A little bit fucked by the Chinaman?
Oh, you want this for a dollar?
I would not want the pass for cash money.
No way, not a dollar.
It's real paper money, Ari.
I can do better than that. You think Jews want money, which we do, but we're also good bargainers, and we're not settling for
the money. Well, you offered that money to Ari, he just inflated it down to 97 cents.
Well, it was worth a try, dude.
All right, nice try, dude. What's your name?
Angel.
Angel.
Wow. Thank you very much. I like that outfit.
To the first guy who was up there, I congratulations on so far. Your story is the best.
It still is the best. Still the lead in the clubhouse.
Didn't think that was possible.
What do you guys think about Israelis? There's a different kind of Jew.
Boo.
Any experience with Israelis?
More cologne, right?
Way more cologne. More manly, I think.
I hiked in Peru, and there was these two Israeli guys on the trail, and our tour guide, whatever you call him, hikey guy, he said that the Israelis never tip.
Generally, the only hikes that Jews go on is a rate hike.
Jesus, Ryan's bringing it. Dude, I was in Ecuador, and I told the guy I was Jewish, and he was like, oh, is that like Israeli? And I was like, yeah, sort of. And he goes, okay, so we had some Israelis stay here, and they just went into the kitchen at this lodge, and then we're like, hey, you can't go back there. They're like, we got it. And he goes, is that like a thing with them? And I'm like, yeah, it is.
Really?
The pushiness, yeah. The we're better.
Israeli girls though are hot. I mean, and they all have to go to the military, so they all had guns and shit, which is even hotter.
Yeah, and they have Palestinian ear necklaces. So it's like that gets me worked up. You know, some still bleeding. You can use for lube.
Serious?
What?
Serious?
Have you ever banged an Israeli girl?
Let me think. No, I don't think I have.
Really?
Yeah, it's disappointing. There was one I really wanted to. I just wasn't a man. I didn't know how she was coming on to me. I didn't know what to do.
How was she coming on to you?
She was like, come hang out at my house, and was like downstairs in the basement. She would just get all close. I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
You take your dick out.
Yeah.
That's it.
In hindsight.
Come hang out in my basement? What a fucking...
It was high school.
Oh, okay. You were teaching?
Hey, I need to tutor you after class for some extra English lessons. What's the youngest teenager you've ever... All right.
What was the last time you fucked a teenager?
Calgary.
I didn't.
That's not a date, Ari.
Yeah, I didn't say the town.
It was probably like 15 years ago.
How old were you?
15 years ago, I was 21.
Why does your face look 50?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, I was like 34.
Boy, when you lie, your nose grows too.
Not bad.
We have more stories.
All right. Who's over there? Come on up, dude. What's your name?
Dan.
Okay. Whoa. Daniel.
Dan's going to be good. I can tell by his jawline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got that thing in the middle of the jaw. Turn to the crowd. Let me see.
Little
it.
Jaw dimple.
It's called the bum.
Yeah.
That's a bum chin. Yeah. That's where God pushed you away and said you're too cute.
Thank you, Cupid.
You look like a comic book in Tank McNamara. All right, what do you got? Tell us the story.
A friend of mine back in L.A. who's from Israel.
Okay.
She's like a type of...
Hold on. She, you ever hook up?
No.
No. 1 to 10. Looks-wise, first.
8.
Nice! Ooh, wow.
But, well, yeah. But
where are you from? Where are you from?
Originally Detroit, but I live in L.A.
Good news, we have her nudes, which we are putting on the big screen.
Did you ever try to hook up, or are you just like the friend?
When you say when you say she's crazy, that to me, like, sweet, so hook up.
Yeah.
No, like, she was
you
like...
Your family crazy?
Yeah. No,
oh.
Her thing was like, yeah, she's like, yeah, if I get married, the guy has to, like, my husband has to give me at least $500,000 if he wants a kid out of me.
So she was Jewish.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was dating this girl, and she wanted $100,000 every time we fucked. Just a crazy girl.
Well, yeah, she said
but
that.
You weren't going to get married to
clearly
her.
A prostitute.
Well, I mean, she said that, and I was just like, I don't make that much money.
Right. She's probably very sane. She just didn't want to fuck you. No offense. She's like, oh, $500,000. And you're like, oh.
That's what you do in Hollywood. If you get an offer or something you don't want to do, you're not supposed to go like, I don't want to do this project. You just go, I want... 180 grand an episode.
Yeah, yeah.
And they go, no. I'm like, oh well.
Yeah.
That's what she did with you. You're right. Yeah. So what's the story about her?
When we were on a hike, she was telling me how...
I knew you were a hiker.
And her younger brother and sister were coming in from Israel, and they're like...
What's this accent you have? What is
Detroit,
this?
Detroit, Michigan?
Yeah.
It's like lazy or
very
something.
8 Mile.
They don't have water.
Yeah. They're all parched. That's a parched accent.
Or houses with windows.
We talk through our nose. But yeah, so they're like a type of like Jewish where like they don't have to go to the military. It's like a really old, strict...
Hasidic Jews, yeah. Oh, okay. They say we're here before there was an Israeli country, and like we don't believe it. Until the Messiah comes, we don't believe in that there should be an Israel. So we can't serve in an Israeli military because that's like a government thing. This information and more in Ari Shaffir Jew on YouTube.
It's very much like a guy explaining to his girl why he can't technically be in a relationship.
Yeah, it's great. And they just don't participate. And at some point, everybody else is like, no, fuck off. Go fuck it. Kill a Palestinian like the rest of us. But they're busy studying.
So
what's the story?
What's the story?
She's telling
you're like
how...
the Jewish mother's like, I mean, your cousins killed 17 Palestinians.
So her sister's like, we got to make like everything fucking kosher, like every Airbnb, because she was taking a tour of the Southwest, and she's like, every fucking Airbnb, we got to boil water and pour it all over the counters, and she was just like,
dude, this chick sounds like she'd be a great fuck.
Well, yeah. No, this is her younger sister, probably.
Yeah, if you got 50 grand.
But she's like, absolutely fucking not. These places are on my credit card, and if you do any damage, you know how expensive that's going to be?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, I thought that was Jewish.
In a story. Not bad, not bad. Okay.
No, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job, Dan. Good job. So, I think you guys all know how, the level you can easily beat.
Being a little Jewy with the laughs, might say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
the crazy one, the sister or the chick he was dating? I mean, who's pouring fucking hot water on a counter?
To kosher up the counter?
How does that kosher it up?
What is that?
That's actually not the way you kosher up anything. But
Palestinian dude in a wig for sure.
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to?
We have two separate. We had two washing machines, dishwashers. Excuse me.
Why?
Because one for meat and one for dairy.
Oh, how annoying is that?
Yeah, and then we had to have one fixed, and then like the Mexicans would come in.
Two
yeah,
moms?
And then Mexicans would come fix it. We're like, we just, and then look over this other dishwasher that's running, and then we're like, what?
America is amazing. I have to bring the rest of my family. You get two dishwashers.
Dude, my favorite thing about an immigrant looking at America is on the Impractical Jokers cruise when the Filipinos that work the fucking... They had to see these fat fucks at a buffet throwing out more food than the village has ever had. And they're like, I'm done with it. I took one bite of every one of these things. And they have to go...
And they take it and they go eat it in their rooms. What do you think? They throw it out?
Just cannonballing into the pool. The immigrants just on the tree afterwards.
What should I talk about with Jews? What else is there with Jews?
Oh, there's so much.
I feel like I've gone a little bit of hard, so.
I love Jews. I had a Jewish foster father for 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, I worked at a Jewish camp as a lifeguard for a summer.
And then somebody just pulled you and said, you're coming home with me?
No, I didn't get fucking kidnapped.
Yeah, who'd you live with? Fucking Jerry Falwell Jr.?
Yeah, what?
God damn
it's
it.
An old reference. None of these people know.
You got too smart for your britches, didn't you?
I dug a little too far back.
Jerry Falwell Jr.? I had a foster father. I was in juvie jail.
Thornton's like legitimately upset. What?
No, I'm just waiting. He'll trip.
Goddamn right I will.
You were in juvie jail?
I was in juvenile lockup, and after when you come out, you don't go home, you go to a foster home.
Yeah.
And I had a Jewish foster father.
And then he would just like have you?
What do you mean have me? I didn't fuck him. You don't have to fuck him, they give him money.
Wait, so he would just like he kind of owned you for a little bit while you're waiting to get like adopted? How does it work?
Yeah.
The way Jews own people.
He lent them out to other people at a huge profit.
He was, he got paid from the state to take care of me.
How was he? How was he?
He was great.
Compared to other ones of your foster parents?
Unbelievable. The other ones were like fucking redneck white people, and they were scary as shit. They just played darts every night. It was fucking nuts. I actually wound up fucking
It's better than when black people play darts and they're like... So, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's crazy.
Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank is brought to you by 3chi.com. That's the number 3chi.com. Guys, listen, you can be watching my special, and you could watch it sober, but that's moronic. Why don't you get fucked up and watch it? Why don't you get fucked up and watch it? And if you can't have access to weed, maybe your state is one of those illegal states like Texas. I mean, you would think one of the most notorious potheads in the world would never move to a state where weed is illegal and get you put in jail. And yet, that's happened. So, he should get Delta 8 THC. Yeah, guys. Delta 8 THC. And the better place to get that is from 3chi.com. That's number 3chi.com. If you use the promo code Ari at checkout, you can get 5% off your order. Again, Delta 8 THC. It's just, guys, it's just weed. They tell you how it's like a biochemist made it from a different whatever. It just gets you high. They have gummies and tinctures and oils and all that stuff, but I like the gummies. I like them for plane rides. It gets me real fucked up for about 4 to 6 hours. In real waves, real mushroomy waves. It's not CBD. I always feel like I should tell that because it's going to do nothing for your, back pain, but it'll make you forget it when you're fucked up. Use promo code Ari at checkout from 3chi.com. That's promo code Ari and get 5% off your order. Also, very Jewish. It's good to get a discount code in an episode about Jews that's promoting a special about Judaism. 3chi.com. Use promo code Ari at checkout, 5% off your order. Now let's get back to the episode. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank is brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Guys, are you being driven crazy by these stories about Jews from audience members who were unprepared? I know I was. I was losing a little bit too much. And why was that? It's because I need some online therapy. Online therapy that I could have gotten at BetterHelp.com. And if I had used a promo code Ari at checkout, I could have gotten 10% off my first month. That's right. BetterHelp.com/Ari for 10% off your first month. That's a Jewish thing in a podcast related to Jews. Online therapy also has many Jews that are doing therapy. Jews make good therapists. That's not going to be on the BetterHelp website. I almost can guarantee it.
they're going to have very little written about the religious makeup of their online therapist. I will tell you that they're all quality therapists. I'll tell you that a lot of my friends, two of my friends, have gotten a lot of help through BetterHelp.com. They've found it calmed them down. It stopped their depression or anxiety, depending on who they were. BetterHelp.com/Ari. Right now, you can get 10% off your first month. Guys, I'm telling you, go get some help. There's no reason to be crazy. Joe List and Norton aren't being driven crazy by these guys. I was. It's because I need some online help. It's a little bit too stressed. Wasn't drinking. That could have been a lot of it. So go to BetterHelp.com/Ari right now. Get 10% off your first order at BetterHelp.com.
Yeah, I live with them. I was at a Jewish camp for the summer. I had to sing the. I had to go to Saturday service. I had to sing the songs. Paterico and Horitz.
What's that bad, dude?
Yeah.
That's a prayer for bread.
Yeah, and we had to sing that. We had to do the Amotzi before we ate every morning. And then that was when he flipped me out because I'm Irish Catholic from Boston, and they had.
No, you're not.
What are you saying? I'm going to help you with this joke. What are you saying?
You're not Irish Catholic.
What the fuck do you think I am?
I don't know, but you were adopted, and nobody knows what you really are. These people are happy I finally told you that you're not Irish Catholic. People have been nodding politely for 45 years. Yeah, sure you are. Jerry Falwell Jr. is more Irish Catholic than this one yet.
I'm Irish. My name's
Your slave name Robert, is Robert Kelly.
Yeah.
Robert Patrick Kelly.
Yeah.
My parents didn't find me on the beach.
No, but I won't do it. I won't do it. Not gonna do it.
No. Come on.
Nope.
Yeah, I worked at the camp. Also, I love Jewish people. And that's when I ate the fish on the bagel. I thought that was nuts.
Lox?
I guess it's fish.
Jewish food. What Jewish foods do you guys like?
That's white a good fish.
One. White fish.
White like fish on a bagel.
The potato pancakes are the best.
They suck.
You're out of your mind.
No, gefilte fish is fucking horrendous,
that's
too.
That's not... Gefilte fish is terrible, but potato pancakes with applesauce or sour cream?
Anything with applesauce is good. A fucking Frisbee with applesauce is good. You can't... Applesauce is not the deciding factor. Potato pancakes blow.
I love potato pancakes.
There's a video of black people trying Jewish foods for the first time. It's just fat black shit. So they give them gefilte fish. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Gefilte fish is nuts.
You had to be raised on it.
Do you like
it? It's fucking nuts.
I do. But you have to douse it with horseradish. Yeah. It's actually disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's like a science project.
Yeah.
It's in the jelly.
It's like fish loaf.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Look, it's like a bunch of different fish, right?
Yeah, just whatever the leftovers, when they're making fish and the shavings that are falling on the floor, Jews are like, we can't waste that. And then they just cut it all together. Just oh. And then they're like, that's disgusting. Like, put horseradish on it.
Is it cold they serve it? I've had it once.
Cold, yeah.
Cold. It's disgusting. I did Passover dinner at my foster father's mom's house. They did all these songs in a coloring book or some shit. And then they put out the gefilte fish. Ugh. Fucking gross.
What's the song they sing? I think it's Passover. I did at Dice's house one time.
Oh yeah, Dice's house.
And they were singing that, work, work, work. This is some song they sing.
Work, work, work. Take their money. Work, work, work.
I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't.
That's how it ends.
I don't remember the song.
One of my favorite memories is we went to Dice's kids bar mitzvah, and I barely knew Norton at the time, and it was in a synagogue, and and you still are the most degenerate person I know.
Thank you.
Deep in your core.
Thank you.
And he's holding this Jewish prayer book upside down and just kind of looking at it. And I'm like, what devious thoughts are in this guy's head as this boy is coming of age?
I probably didn't mean to hold it upside down. It was probably, I just don't read Hebrew.
Yeah. No. It wasn't your fault.
No, I know. I just destroyed the joke with a fact. Sorry. The sign of a true great comedian. Just give facts.
Remember we were at Gnome, the owner of the Comedy Cellar, they had a bris. Where they do the foreskin.
If we could raise the feedback, it'd be awesome.
No, that would be bad.
They had the bris, and he invited all the comics, me, fucking Keith, Colin, Norton, and they had.
Thanks
all
for putting me fourth. I'm right next to you. How am I fourth in your mind when I'm
fucking
2 inches headlining from
you? You're headlining the fucking show.
Me, fucking 8 other people. Oh, him.
Me, Norton, Colin, and Keith.
Great.
And they didn't invite Voss because they don't like Voss. But they were doing Modi was doing the ceremony, singing.
Modi cut the fucking kid's dick?
No, they had a
on his tooth.
They had a dude, the rabbi.
The Moyle.
Yeah.
The Moyle. But they had lox and bagels and cream cheese, big fucking bagels. And we started eating while they were doing the thing.
You animals. You fucking disgusting.
While they were doing the cutting the baby dick?
We were hungry, and it was right there. And they were all over there watching the baby dick get fucked up. And Modi started singing. He goes, "Let them know that, and all the goyim are eating the lox and bagels."
That's over the line. I just now became happy.
You go, "This calamari is amazing." They go, "We don't have calamari."
Dude, my first bris, I was like in fourth grade, and I was like, got up close. I didn't know what it was, and I was right by the window, and the sun was coming in, and then the guy fucking, does his fucking lick the dick thing, and it's another story. And then as soon as he fucking cuts his dick, and the blood just starts pouring, and the sun's right, and I just go, and I just passed out. Yeah. Yeah, I woke up, everybody's over.
All your blood went to your dick and you didn't have any left.
I got a boner. I got too hard. My first boner was at a bris.
How much do you get for doing the baby dick where they do actually kiss it? Like, what does that guy get?
How much does he have to pay?
This one did not
get. Yeah, how much did that run you?
This one, he did this thing where it was like, but he has to cut it, so he's got to get a little harder. So he goes like that, and he just like goes like that a little bit until the little baby dick goes about that big. And then he's like,
"You can get hard as a baby?"
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. What's the thing?
I mean, it takes a minute, but you can get him up there.
Sure.
What's the thing where the guy puts it in his mouth and bites it off? Is that a
Bob Kelly audition?
That's a cigar, dude.
No, they suck out the blood, right?
They suck out the blood. They make it, like, clean.
They put the dick in the mouth.
Isn't there a word for that, though?
Matzitsa.
Petita?
I know too much about this. I'll forget it all again.
Like, if you were making a religion and that you didn't want people to make fun of, you just do the opposite of that.
I guess. Yeah.
They're like, "What are you guys thinking?" Like,
do you, like, what do you do when you're born? Like, we stick a baby's dick in our mouth?
You go, "Yes, this is a prank."
Yeah, is that it? Weird. No, then we slice it open.
This started as like pranking a Moyle, and then all the guys that were doing the prank died in a plane crash.
I forgot to tell him I stopped doing that.
Yeah. What was the thing? I remember I took you fly fishing for the first time up in upstate New York.
Uh-huh.
And we drove all the way up there. We get to this little town, get up this road. We see this beautiful river, and I'm like, "Here it is." But then, I saw a minivan. I don't know why.
The fucking coach of the Jews.
I don't know why. Every Jewish person has a minivan. But we saw them in the water.
Orthodox Jews. That's true. Yeah.
They were in the water washing them, doing a mikveh or something. You call that? I think
they were just washing because they didn't want to spend money on the hot water. They
No, what'd you call it?
Do you know why Jews have minivans?
Why?
Because in the Holocaust, Adolf Hitler.
They don't want to take the train.
He was known. He was known as a very like strict, person. Understatement. And he would not let the Jews have minivans. And so in the concentration camps, they were like, "If we ever get out of here, we should all get."
I was going to pass that on to my wife. No, it's serious. He didn't like minivans. Yes. That's why they drive minivans, so it's all right.
It really did. I was so stupid. I'm like, I didn't know they had minivans back then. That's so interesting.
Legitimately, when I see those Jews driving minivans in Brooklyn and stuff, they don't stop at red lights. If they see a non-Jew crossing the street, they're just less likely to fucking stop. They don't care about you.
I think it's actually because they have so many kids, right? Like, that's the real reason.
Yeah. Yeah, they fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, he's been waiting for so long.
So long. Fucking be real. What's
dude,
up?
Dude, I hope to God that your story is about you being a Moyle.
Yeah. Never get out of the fucking boat.
The only story that I really have is a story of a Jew.
Killed this guy, then took his disguise.
This Jew that gave a white Mexican a golden ticket because it's going to shove it up a Puerto Rican's ass and go. I will go to every show that Lewis has and shove that golden ticket down his throat, show him that I have a stolen golden ticket. I'll start calling myself the Mexican mongoose because the mongooses kill rattlesnakes.
Damn, dude. That was awful. Give me the thing back.
The punchline at the end was okay.
Yeah.
Very brave. Nice try. Give it to somebody else.
Dude, he has a marijuana shirt on. That's fucking so sick.
Hey, you know what you should do? Work out.
Yeah. Sometimes.
He looks like that guy from Detroit, but he got molested.
Funny story.
Oh, great.
I know, I was six.
You got molested?
Yeah. Who hasn't?
Good point.
Thank you. So this is it.
When I was young, I actually molested my uncle, beat him to the punch. You know what I mean? You sucked your uncle's dick?
Not today. Tables have turned, huh, Uncle Mike?
Oh, you swallowed it?
Yeah, you got to teach him a lesson, dude.
I'm taking the power back.
Yeah, that's me taking the power
just
back.
Just a Coors Light jizz in your mouth.
He's smoking a cigarette. Oh, got me.
You little rascal.
Did you really get molested?
Yeah, well, taken advantage of.
Who took advantage of you?
It was a son of a friend of my dad's.
A son of your age?
No, he was older.
Wow. How old?
He was probably in middle or high school, and I was like 5 or 6.
What did he do?
No, not exactly. I wanted to play Game Boy, and he was like, hey, lick this, and I didn't know what I was doing.
What'd you lick, the Game Boy controller? This?
Oh, his dick, to play the Game Boy, because my parents, my dad wouldn't let me have my brother. I have a game system when we were kids.
But and then at around 25 years old, I said, this seems weird. I'm buying my son a fucking Xbox when I get home.
Oh, this was the Game Boy.
Did he let you play the Game Boy?
I think so.
All right, fair.
So he's a man of his word.
Yeah, man of his word. A real Harvey Weinstein.
So this isn't a prank per se, but it's
you look cool.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, the molestation worked out for you. You look great.
Yeah, I'd say you recovered.
Were you any good at the game?
It was Tetris, so I think it was okay.
That's your lemons to lemonade.
I didn't have a game system, so I just took whatever I got.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
That got dark.
What are you going to give him, your room key? What are you... No, I'm just saying. We've all sucked dick when we were kids, and at least you got something out of it. You didn't get anything? No.
So, as for my prank, but this is not much of a prank. It's more of a challenge.
My goofy prank.
It's more of a challenge to Ari, because he is Jewish, but here's the thing. I am level 3 Krav Maga.
Okay.
I bet you $100 that if you put me in a front choke or a rear naked choke, I can get out of it or put you on your ass. And if I can't, you get this $100.
That
sounds great.
And I'll give you $200 if we do it naked.
Yeah. I mean, how bad would it be if some normie white guy from Alaska can out-Jew Jitsu?
I hope he takes out a Game Boy and you have a flashback and just suck his cock.
Yeah, as he's got me, I just throw a Game Boy off to the side.
And that does explain why you started taking jiu-jitsu.
Oh, Krav Maga, but you know.
I'd say no deal, just because you're a trained fighter and I fucking act.
Well, I haven't practiced in 6 years, if it helps, and I'm not a fighter.
Well, you're not.
At least he wasn't when he was 5. Yeah, why do you still hate older men?
Who says I do? My brother's older.
You're trying to beat the shit out of Ari.
I want a golden ticket.
I tell you what, if I don't get a good story about yours, then I will let you, we'll try that.
How's this though? You know how to get that golden ticket.
Bit of an not five anymore.
It's a bit of an indecent proposal.
And to be fair, my boyfriend's way hotter.
Oh, that was mean.
That's a twist.
Yeah. Twist, yeah.
Well, they say
it makes it a little weirder that he wants to wrestle you really aggressively.
They say if they get you young, that's how they get you. They get you young.
Right.
It turns out.
How did you meet your boyfriend?
Funnily enough,
Tinder. Told us. The Game Boy.
At an arcade?
Not here in Vegas. I live here.
Well, he's this 5-year-old and I let him play.
No, but to be fair, he is Filipino and he's 3 months older than me.
No, okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
All right, well.
Pass the mic.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, man.
Just saying. Right here.
Good luck with all that, dude.
I just want to make sure I understand. You get him in the chokehold. He just has to get out.
Get out of it.
Yeah, he snaps his arm off.
If I don't get a good story, then we'll do that.
If Ari won't do that, I'll give you $200. I'll let you choke me, and if I can't get out of it, I'll give you $200. Okay. And if I come,
if you wear a wig, it's $300.
How you doing? Where's Rich, Bonnie?
So I have an actual Jew story.
Step into the light a little bit.
No, I don't want to.
Okay, fair. So you can stay there. Fair. You're right. Go ahead.
All right. So I have a Jew story. Thank you. So it's not about Ari either. I just want to start there. Thank you. When I was in college, I was experimenting a little bit. No, I'm kidding. So I was dating a Jew. Shout out Joe Cohen. And so I spent
Cohen, just so you guys know, is always a Jew.
Always. So anyways, but he was still a teen and his parents went out of town. So
he was still what? A teenager?
He was still a teen, right? He was 18, but still a teen. So
how old were you?
So I was in college, so I was maybe sophomore year. So I came home for the weekend because his parents were out of town. His dad was in finance, of course, so he's a very spoiled boy. And so I spend the night.
Man, really, really doing it girl style.
Now let me ask you a question. Can Ari put you in a chokehold?
Show to Rosa, but keep going. I'll get
I am.
In a second.
So anyways, his parents are out of town. Wait, we're in the middle of a Jew story. Wait a minute. So, I'm trying to win something here, and you're not supposed to know about it. So anyway, so his parents are out of town, and so next morning he's hungry. He doesn't know how to feed himself.
Jesus Christ.
And I know how to do one thing, which is make an omelet. And I said, okay, well, do you have cheese and bacon?
Is this Voss's podcast?
Yeah. No.
By the way, the best part of this story.
I can feel that this is going to be good.
It's so much lead up. Every girl story has no unnecessary lead up.
No, that was it. You didn't even hear it.
You had sex with this guy, right?
Of course.
You didn't give us any details of that, but you're telling us.
Oh, that would take a moment?
Here's an example of a story. I got molested when I was 5. To the point.
No, I was molesting him.
I got 20 bucks that says this is going to be a good story.
Okay, let's 25.
So,
go ahead.
So?
Hold on. $20.
Yeah, I'll take that action. I'm in on that.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So I said.
This is going to. It's Ari's podcast, so you should be able to take a vig. I got $20 on that. This is going to be a dud.
Wait, someone else is going to put. Who else thinks it's going to be good? I only put up 20. I can't pay.
It's going to be better than any of the other ones.
Anyone else want to bet on her story?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's gonna
so
be good.
I said.
Wait, I should get 3-1 because it's a woman.
Fair. So I said, do you have, you know, eggs, cheese, bacon? That's what you put in an omelet. And he said, and then I went, oh, fuck, Cohen. And he went, and so I went, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. What am I even thinking? And then he goes, ha, we have bacon. And I was like, wait, you do? Wait, Cohen, what? That's when I learned the difference between Orthodox and non-Orthodox Jews. He explains the whole thing
to me. By the way, as you're talking, Joe is watching money fly out the window.
I know,
Give me my 20.
But it's a Jew story, and I got pranked.
Can I have my 20? Where's my 20?
I got pranked.
Said somebody else is going to put up the 20.
All I had to do 20. Was meet the criteria. I didn't claim to be
talking?
Fucking funny at all.
I'll give you this 20 if you...
That was maybe there's a twist.
I'm not supposed to be
Hollywood movie star has to pretend that girls are funny now.
I did not claim to be funny. I just had to meet the criteria. Yeah. I did that. Thank
it
you
actually
very
was,
much.
Kristen Wiig, everybody. Give a round of applause.
At one point, the crowd laughed.
I have a question. Can I ask a question about the story?
Yeah.
Whatever happened... to the guy, and I'd like to know.
He is a saxophonist in San Francisco.
He's what?
Sex offender.
Saxophonist. I was a sex offender, if you recall, almost. Just about on the line. Saxophonist. If this is being filmed, no, he is not a sex offender. He is doing quite all right. Thank you.
Cool. Okay, I literally don't have another 20.
I like how these stories are like pretty much just I met a Jew once.
No, I didn't say Matt. I was quite clear what I was doing with him.
I used to be really rich. I met this Jew. Anyways, now I'm at Skankfest.
No, I think that was a good. That's very, very fun.
It met the criteria.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was all right. Have a great time.
That was good.
Yeah, give me that back for a second. Let's let Joe talk for just 1 second. Joe, let me just catch you up here.
Oops.
Thank you.
I feel bad that
you took that back. So
he handed it back.
Because the guy was a molester at the end.
Yeah, it was
or
big.
Offender, and a sex offender. That was a pretty
good
button.
That was a miss. That's that saxophonist.
Big. Yeah.
Wait, saxophonist?
Yeah. Yes.
Give me that.
Did you really not hear that?
Wait.
He said saxophonist. And then Joe brilliantly said sex offender, and you bought it?
I thought she said sex offender.
She said saxophonist.
You bought the minivan thing. What did he give him a hard time for? Fun fact, Bill Clinton is also a saxophonist.
Hey, let's go, Brandeder. Hey, just so you know, this is what we're doing. I stole one of these golden tickets from Lewis, and I'm just giving it to somebody who tells me the best Jew story. And so far, we're 0-8.
What does the golden ticket get you? This thing's a fucking free-for-all.
Front of the line for any show you want.
The whole thing is front of the line.
Then no one wants it.
All right.
Some of the lines are pretty bad.
Somebody's got to have a story. Oh, wow, there's way more people. We're not doing great.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Does someone have a story? No?
There's a bunch of people.
Yeah, they're right over there in the line.
Oh, holy shit.
All right, but before you guys get up here.
Let's cut right to the black guy. He's going to be the funniest. What are we doing?
Yeah. But you guys in line.
Well, brother man, I am actually a Jew myself.
The rightful heirs to the throne of the Jerusalem. You've heard these shitty stories. Are you guys on that same level, or do you actually have something? Okay, come on up.
It would be so great if the black guy's story was, because the serpent Jew...
That would win. No one had a prank story, so... Shit.
Did someone sit on your hat right before you came up here?
I don't know. I've been doing mushrooms and stuff all day.
Oh, okay.
Where are you from?
St. Louis.
Oh, nice.
Cool. You ever go to the Arch?
I have.
The Golden
you ever go
Arches.
To the Gold Ash?
Okay.
Okay. Now, prank story. So somehow we ended up, me and my roommate... Ended up with a
is
dildo.
Is he still alive?
He is.
Okay.
Someone brought a dildo to the house, and it turned into a game of hide the dildo in the most inconvenient places for the other one to find. Yeah. So it would be rather, I don't know, I'd open the fridge, nothing nonchalant. It'd be there, but I got it to the point.
Hit it in his ass?
No. I wish. No.
You'd win the ticket if that was
it.
Kidding. Yeah.
I'm kidding. No, I knew he was
Tell going. Me you put it in the toaster. Tell me.
No, you know, we're not going to fact
I knew
check
he was,
this story.
I knew he was going out and was hopefully bringing back someone, which he did, and I had it hidden in his pillow. So he had to explain to this nice lady why there was a dildo inside of his pillowcase.
Dude, I did the same thing to my roommate.
Now I just figured this just sounds like I'm gay and have a dildo and a roommate.
Not bad. It's a pretty decent prank. Sorry.
I thought it was pranks. I forgot the whole Jew part.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm on acid and mushrooms.
Is he Jewish?
And he got
yeah.
it.
Oh, no, it was a prank, yes. right?
Yeah. That was pretty good.
That's all right. That's that was bad.
The best we got.
Where's he going? Is he leaving? Don't leave.
He's going to hang himself.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
You sit down, you enjoy the fact you told the story.
All right, let's decide.
Wait, oh, shit, I just found a dildo in my ass.
He's a magician. That doesn't count as a Jewish story.
It does not.
No, that's a dildo story.
We've nixed the pranks. It's just a Jew story. It's okay. Yeah, I should have said.
Yeah.
That's a good
I like
prank.
How one guy just went back up and goes, actually, my story does suck. let's go, black guy.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, there's the white guy getting cut again.
Oh, you're just waiting to watch the show. Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
Story. Who's in line over there?
What about the guy with the ponytail? You must be pretty funny. I didn't mean that insultingly. I meant like...
Sure. Come on up, puppy
I've
boy.
I've never met a guy with a ponytail that doesn't have a story.
He looks like an elf from fucking... He's Galadriel's father.
Okay, full disclosure. I don't think the story's that good, but it's... All these other stories have been complete dog water, so...
Hey, easy with the language. We all like right. to push it, but let's not be slobs.
Dog water. I like dog water.
All right. So, freshman year of high school, like, my best friend, he was Jew. He was... I always made fun of him. I said he was Jewish because he was adopted by, like, Orthodox Jews, even though he wasn't, like...
Like Roman Catholic Jew.
Both his parents were like really strict Jews, but he was adopted, and so that's just was what I made fun of. But anyway, to the point of the story, because, you know, I was freshman year of high school, I was fucking 15. Eventually, one day, I experimented.
Oh, dude, you gotta stop it. List is gonna have a stroke over here.
I don't understand.
I'm in shambles.
This is going better than I thought it would. So
I'm sorry.
Someone's like,
well, that wasn't you, I promise.
Okay, thank you.
Oh boy, woo! Norton got me on that one. That one really. Woo.
Okay. Anyway, so what was I saying? Fuck.
Just start over.
So I missed 100% of it. I'm sorry.
Anyway, to summarize, I guess, if you really did miss
sure.
it.
Adopted Jewish.
Yeah, what happened?
Adopted Jew, freshman year in high school, I'm 15. I'm just fucking around because I'm dumb and at 15. I decided to shave my balls for the first time. Right. And that's always a terrible choice because I didn't realize it. It's just so fucking much. Yeah. And I text, you know, my best friend, you know, my main bro. I'm like, hey, don't shave your balls. It fucking sucks. and apparently he didn't see it because, you know, he has strict Jew parents. So he was doing homework like a fucking loser. And his mom saw it and, like, took his phone away from a year. And he didn't want to talk to me for that. And this was also a part I admit. He had, like, both his parents were, like, in their fucking 60s, which is really weird because my mom's 18-year-old is and my stepdad's 16 years older. So it's really weird.
That's all right. It's okay to digress a little bit. You come right back to your... we're eating out of the palm of your hand. You go right ahead.
It's just full therapy for this guy.
Yeah.
It's
very strange when people have parents that are like 40, 50 years old.
And how did that make you feel?
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Old parents are strange.
Anyway, the point, they were 60, and so when he was like, didn't want to hang out with me because I got his phone taken away for like a year, I was like, dude, your mom's like 60. If you like think it out, you could probably kill her and you get away with it. And that's basically...
So then we planned the murder?
Again, like I said, this story goes nowhere.
I disagree.
All right, but that does.
It went perfectly in a circle.
And they never found her Jewish body?
Don't be discouraged.
And then Johnny Knoxville style, we put my pubes on her beard.
Why did I think they'd be good Jew stories from the crowd?
I mean, the pranks might have been fun. I love a good prank story.
Fucking nice, Norton.
I like the dildo pillow story was all right now.
Sure.
What would be in the lead right now?
He's got one.
The kid,
he seems confident.
The guy who licked the dick when he was 5.
This is big. I feel like I recognize you. You, right? You've been here before or something?
No.
All right.
that face. Okay. Well,
what's your name?
Eddie's a funny name. Okay, so.
You're already off to a great start. You're the first person that's not visibly trembling.
Yeah. All right, so my next door neighbor was...
So the person two houses down from you?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
You should have actually went the other way and circled. You know, the guy 25,000 miles to my right.
Well, he was a Jew. No. He was a Jew, and he was also a gay pedophile.
Oh,
and
nice.
He used to invite.
He's probably one of the best gay pedophiles there
are.
He was the
so basically, you're saying you couldn't decide what you liked about him the most.
I didn't like
all
him at
the all. Kids complained. He only gave him the cheap candy.
This is the prank. He used to invite the little other gay boys from the neighborhood over to have drinks with him, and when they would go in the house. And they were having a bonfire. We would put cans of beans in their bonfire.
Cans of beans in the bonfire.
Yeah, we put a
closed to blow up.
A big can of beans in their bonfire, and we would just sit back in his yard.
Oh.
And then they'd come out and they'd be drinking, having a good old time, and the beans explode all over them.
If there's one thing that will fix a pedophile's wagon,
it's hot bean juice.
Beans in the bonfire.
Yeah, nobody wants to suck a kid dick with beans on it.
I'm sure he still did. I'm sure he still.
I agree. I don't believe in calling the cops on a pedophile. I believe in putting them into Home Alone type pranks.
Yeah.
That was a Jew and a prank.
Oh yeah. My God.
That was pretty good. That was a Jew prank. Yeah.
That's how they caught Dahmer. His neighbor threw a banana peel in the hallway.
That one was better though.
It was something.
It does feel like a little bit.
They've met one.
A lot of folks go to comedy shows and they're like, if I could just get up there. And this is really showing showing what it looks
you
like.
You see, the first three steps are good, and then it's like...
It also kind of feels like a lot of people that come to comedy shows have been molested.
Yeah.
But also, they got us fucking six savages attacking every word they say.
No, that one was good. That was hot.
All right. I think we've been pretty.
Sam Morril has a story.
Sam Morril wearing one of my earliest tour shirts, so like 2014, 15.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
My name is Joe. A classic prank story.
The three Joes.
Yeah.
Yep. So I got one of those.
Not a shoulder between you.
So I got one of those fake lottery tickets. And I'm going on a trip to Portugal with my family and my girlfriend.
And it's like a family tradition to do these this lottery tickets. So we buy 10. Me and my girlfriend are in on it. And I spread them across the table at the cafeteria at the airport. And
there's a cafeteria at an airport?
Sure. Yeah, bro, like the food lounge.
Yeah,
like,
a little fucking mad at me. I just didn't fucking get it.
You don't know there's a cafeteria?
There's a cafeteria at a school.
That's surprising.
Not at a fucking airport.
Oh, he clapped back.
He just slams your back, Bob.
I got that. I did.
Listen,
you don't know.
Listen.
What's the world coming to?
Yeah. So what's going on around here? It's my new hook on stage. Go ahead.
It's the five of us. So I pick one. You know, girlfriend picks one. We all pick one. Mm-hmm. Brother obviously picks the fake one. So we start scratching. And me and my girlfriend, they're starting to amp them up. Like, dude, what would you do if you win one of these? Nice. And yeah.
Win, right? The best hype man of all time, Joe List.
I'm really rooting for these guys.
I am too. Come on, Mark Anthony, you can do it.
So he finally gets to the fake one, and he's already told us what he'd love. And my mother's like, dude, I would love if you won. We could pay off your college, yada, yada, yada. And he starts getting super hyped. And he starts, like, yelling, like, oh, my God, I'm going to win. And people, you know, were in a cafeteria or a food whatever.
A food court. Call it a fucking food court.
Food court.
A cafeteria is in a fucking hospital or a school.
Food court. We're in a
right?
food court.
Yeah.
And
my cafeteria has Chick-fil-A and Burger King and Subway. It's a food court. Right, we're right at the punch of this thing. Here we go.
So he starts yelling in the cafeteria, like, I'm going to buy a car. My mom's like, we're going to pay off your college. And it broke my heart to tell him to read the back because they literally, like, my mother actually started crying. Like, she was so excited for the 100 grand. Yeah, we're Catholic, but yeah, you know, it was fun to see all of his hopes and dreams, like, burn right in front of me. So, yeah, that was it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Got him.
It wasn't bad. I mean, we didn't help matters at all.
That's like a prank being like, my buddy's a cop, and he put his knee on this guy George Floyd's neck.
I actually have a great Jewish prank story.
Let's hear it.
There was a guy that took a bunch of Jewish people and said, it's a shower, and then he killed them with gas.
We did this before you got here.
That's a pretty funny. Oh, you did? So he did it?
Ryan
it. Yeah, we were about 30 seconds in when that bad boy came.
Sorry. I was across the hall bombing on Jay's show.
I don't think you were bombing.
Huh?
I don't think you were bombing. I looked in there.
The crowd work show?
Yeah, it wasn't a comedy show, was it?
It was.
Has anyone said gas chamber digital yet? Is that?
All right. No. Oh, that should be a thing. That should really be a thing.
That last one was right. Dog water.
There's some more people. Oh, this guy. Yeah. He's been here the whole time. This guy. Well,
do
quietly.
You think you have a good story about Jews?
I got a quick one. Yeah, I think so.
Quick.
Okay.
Yeah. Earlier you did this, though.
Hi, sir.
So, hey, I'm Ryan.
What's up? Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
So I was in
sick
New
name.
York. Yeah.
Oh, dude, you and this Ryan have the same dumb haircut.
Hell yeah. He copied me. Yeah. So I was in New York City, just walking around Times Square.
Yeah.
And all these Jewish boys like run up to me, and I was just like, oh shit. And they start saying, Are you Jewish? Are you Jewish? And I was just like, no, I'm Italian. And they're like, no, you are Jewish. You are Jewish. And they just start wrapping my arms up with this, with the black leather strap.
Yep.
And I felt like they were like converting me or like I was being assimilated and becoming one. And I'm just
and
wondering.
And now the red ball gag in the mouth.
Yeah, exactly. I was just getting wrapped up by these like Jewish children in black, you know, leather. It freaked me out. And I was just wondering, am I seconds away from becoming Jewish?
Did they offer you pastries?
I don't think they did at the time, but...
How did it end?
You just took it off.
Do you know if anyone's offering any pastries?
I kind of let it go for a while because it was just the strangest thing ever. They were just kind of like...
I'm pretty sure you get like a dessert. Don't they give you a dessert?
If I had gone through it the whole...
Maybe I'm just hungry. I'm sorry.
Once they got him up all in that leather, he was the dessert.
Yeah, they want Jews to like do the good deed, so that's like the prayer. You're supposed to do it in the morning prayer. I never looked at it from an outside perspective like that.
I probably would have converted for like a black and white cookie or something. But
I love black and whites.
One time I had those same Jews. Ooh. Your story sucks. One time, I get it, but those same Jews, they're always trying to get, so around Hanukkah, they were like, hey, are you Jewish? Can you light the Hanukkah menorahs? It'll be like a good deed, and you know, we'll be closer to getting the Messiah. So I was like, are you Jewish? I didn't feel like it. It's New York. I was like, no. And then I realized I was going to a holiday party, and it would have been good. They gave away like these menorahs if you would do it. And so I was like, oh, shit, I should bring one of those to the holiday party. And I came back and was like, I am Jewish. can I have my menorah? And he's like, but you said you weren't. I was like, Hanukkah, give me my menorah.
Ari, I got good news. You just won a yellow ticket, buddy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that was good. He got laughs.
He got laughs.
That was actually interesting. If not funny, it was interesting.
Yeah. And he has a Friday pass, so he could use a Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, I wonder if Golden Ticket gets you every, like, if you get the TSA pre, you also get the fucking clear.
Yeah.
You get in every day with the gold.
Yeah. So all kidding aside, you got pizzazz.
You're in consideration.
I really thought that this would go better, this whole segment.
Well, for saying.
Oh, here he comes. This is the winner. Here he comes.
Confident?
Oh, wow.
We have
to, all right, okay. I had sexual relations with an obese Jewish woman. You know what I'm saying?
You had what?
I had sex with a fat Jewish girl. It was funny.
And that's all against your religion, isn't it?
You know, I'm circumcised, so yeah, you know that's true. All right, so I was on Tinder.
Hold on, okay, I'll let you do it in the style that you want to. Here, I'll give you a beat.
I was on Tinder in Reno, Nevada. I got caught up on the Nugget Strip. Nothing. Oh, no, I thought
that was
going
great.
On.
That
okay,
was
so
awesome.
I went to jail. I went to jail and whatnot, right? And I was scared because I didn't know how to get out. So once I got out,
you went to jail for fucking a fat Jew.
I went to jail for texting to fuck a fat Jew, right?
No. Oh, texting while driving?
Yeah.
You don't go to jail for texting fat Jews.
You know what? I just got really drunk. I did the Joe DeRosa, got really drunk, ended up in jail and shit, right? So I was texting a fat Jew.
Wait a minute. What was that little dig on me? Don't fucking pull me into your fucking bar.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're at jail and a guy's like, the reason I'm here is for texting.
It sucked. I was so mad. It sucked. I was so mad.
So how long were you on Tinder before this happened? How many times?
A few hours. Tinder, I don't know if you guys ever know. Tinder, only fat girls hit you up on Tinder. That's just a fact.
So
I don't
gonna,
know.
Are you going to keep talking with the mic like that?
It's too close to your mouth, sir.
Does not get my...
He's rapping, brother man.
I'm pretty good.
Jesus
I'm pretty
Christ.
Good.
When did this become last comic standing?
What is this?
This
what
is better. Fuck? We can hear you better.
You guys think you guys are all professionals? No, I like this right here. This is my shit right here. Get the fuck up. This is my story. Yeah. This is my Jewish story. Let me finish you how I'm telling you. Okay, so I ended up getting out of jail and shit, right? Let me tell you, I ended up getting out of jail, and then I still hit the Jew up. And she fucked me. It was crazy. She guys want to see her titty? I was doing cocaine off her titty right here. Look at this shit.
No, don't show
Hey! She's a fat Jew. Look at that shit.
Let me see.
Hey,
her areola looks like a yarmulke.
Yeah, dog. I did cocaine off a fat Jew's girl out of jail. That's the best fucking story out here.
Hey.
Fuck that guy. That guy sucks. He fucked a Gentile.
He fucked the tribe. He for sure went to jail for texting.
She has very nice pussy.
Hey, yo, I'm about to get a golden ticket. Get the fuck away from me, please. All right. Oh, my bad. Yeah. That was the best Jew story, was it not? Give me the fucking mic. Say please.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. Y'all go battle, and for...
Thank you. It means a lot coming from a man as sound as you.
Do you have any crews that you want to shout out to?
He's very confident.
Dude, you are Damon Wayans in colors high right now, dude.
Oh, my God.
You're going to die, dude. Whatever you're doing, stop doing that shit. You're going to die.
Dude. Show the audience what it be like when you be dancing at the club.
I love that you're controlling him.
I'm taking this kid to the top.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Kumar. Right,
we out.
How come you didn't fist bump us? How come you didn't fist bump? God damn
I don't
it.
Want a fist bump.
I'm going to make
Bobby,
it quick. I'm
fist
just
bump Bobby.
I want nothing. Get your little fingers off
I
me.
I dealt with a lot of Jews, a lot of scumbags, a lot of everything, right?
What?
Dude, this is...
I've been doing videos for a long time, so I dealt with everybody, right?
Okay.
I'm a Cuban Miami dude, Hialeah. You feel me?
Sure.
I live, baby.
By the way, Cuban guys love to say that. They say something really fucked up, like, I deal with a lot of Jews and scumbags. And they go, I'm Cuban, dog, you know? I fucking...
Fidel,
I
you know?
I people. Fidel. You know what I mean, dude? You know what I mean, man? I deal with a lot of smelly Japanese, but I'm Cuban. I fucks with people.
I'm trying to make it quick, Joe.
Okay.
Come on, bro. I'm not trying to be here, bro. I'm nervous.
Okay.
Listen.
I met this Jew on the beach, South Beach, right?
Okay.
He's a fucking, he's Jew as fuck.
That's a hard Jay.
Why is this becoming a Ku Klux Klan rally?
This got out of hand. No. Guys, we're most of the way through this episode, and I know some of you have forgotten that you got to load up Ari Shaffir Jew as soon as this is over. Over? Let's go with Oprah. As soon as this podcast is over, I need you to load up Ari Shaffir Jew. In fact, why don't you load up Ari Shaffir Jew right now on youtube.com/AriShaffir and then get back to it when this episode is over. It would remind you that it's like continue watching and you continue watching. I didn't watch the first one. Oh, that's a good impression. Should have used that in the special. Anyway, let's get back to the episode. Ari Shaffir Jew on YouTube right now.
I'm doing a video on the beach.
I've never
the
heard
Jew
a W sound so much like a hard R in my life.
I'm sorry. I'm,
that's okay. Go ahead. Keep going. But if we start talking, you got to stop for a second. But go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. You're good.
I love you, Ari.
Yeah, I love you too.
You're like a father to me.
You're one of the good ones. I'm Cuban, dog.
I'm Cuban, dog. Fuck Fidel, you know? Listen. So I'm on the beach shooting a video. This guy comes, hey, you do video. I got a video production company, this and that. He has a place on South Beach. Nice. To make a long story short, he does events there, and I give my price. I'm like, I got you half off. He has a nice place. He has a lot of events. Half the price. He goes, no problem. I do a couple gigs, half the price. I go, I did a cool one. I'm like, can I post this on my Instagram? I run it by him. He goes, no, this is my. I paid for this. This is my content. This is not. I'm like, bro, I gave you half off. And I fell out. I said, fuck you. Fuck your bridge. He goes, you're going to burn this bridge? I go, fuck your bridge. I'm a bridge burner.
Well.
Hell yeah.
The moment, this is so fun. The moment when you realize the story's just not going to go over, he's like, he goes.
You guys, you don't have to tell us everything in the conversation. Like, we don't have to be there in real time. I mean, summarize your fucking story. And what? Then he said, and he
you might
like,
be saying that he burned another bridge with you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I saw a video. I swear to God, I saw a video once on YouTube about a guy that jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge to kill himself, and he survived. And he talks about the second that he left the bridge, he goes, I've made a horrible mistake. I don't want to die. That's every person. I've seen that happen from the beginning to the end of the story. You see the terror. What have I done? What have I started? I can't get out of this. And then they just hit the fucking water.
Anyway, he's going to need a couple more, please.
All right, I think we're done with this segment. Let's keep talking ourselves.
Yeah. I thought the segment was good.
Oh, yeah?
I thought there was some great laughs. We really learned a lot.
Shared some laughs, burned some bridges.
Yeah. Just watching them panic when this moment they thought would be great is not. And then it's just like...
Yeah, but they feel like they need to bring us back there like completely. Like, and he said hi, and I was like, hi back. And then I was like, what's going on? And then we were like, do you like pancakes? It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Anyways, that guy's not in the story, but after.
My favorite part of the story was a lot of Jews, scumbags, you know.
That type, you know. Yeah. Yeah, it's all to begin with.
I think this is going great.
Yeah. Where are you guys going?
I've dealt with that type.
They're leaving. They're Jewish.
Yeah, they're walking out on a fucking bomb.
Yeah, look it.
That was probably another.
What?
What?
Does that mean you accept my challenge?
I think you ought to do it.
What was the challenge?
Molested guy wants to put Ari in a headlock.
I don't want you to hurt.
No,
I don't want you to get hurt.
No, he wants Ari to put him in a
headlock.
I know, but he's going to get out of it, and that means
he's going to punch at me.
Flipping weird shit. What are you going to do?
He's going to be 5 minutes in being like, yeah, who's got the controller now? And you go, I don't know.
Yeah, but then again, that's not a good bet for Ari because if you win, he passes out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
gets hurt.
And then we all just piss hurt. On him or something?
Wait, is it a time limit or are you tapping? What's the other end of it? You get out or is it time?
Yeah, eventually I'll get bored.
Yeah. 10 seconds? That's not bad.
If you choke him out and he gets hurt, you're going to get...
Liability.
Yeah.
He's probably into this. He just wants to get choked out and come.
Bob, if you don't remember, I made that obvious joke.
I didn't remember, dude. I'm tired.
What if we open it up to just any old story.
That's sure. That's pretty solid. But I mean, like, what are we even doing?
No pranks, no Jews.
Yeah.
A story that ends with a laugh.
I feel like they're liking the stories. Yeah.
We're going to be here until fucking Tuesday. I have an idea. Yeah. How about someone has to tell a good-natured story with no dirty, salty language?
This fucking nice Norton.
Best gift you ever bought your mother.
The time I patted a dog at the park.
Somebody over here.
Oh, shit.
Okay. What now? What do you? How do you think the story's going to go?
It's going to be
very short and sweet. Yes.
Why are you so mad at Anthony?
So when I was 13 years old, one of my first girlfriends was this Jewish girl named Hannah. And the rumor was that Hannah gave head, and Hannah had jubes. And so I dated her for a couple weeks, and I got an invitation to her bar mitzvah. And I took the invitation home to my dad, and I said, hey, Dad, I got this invitation from my girlfriend, and, you know, you're going to make out, yada, yada, yada. My dad basically says, sorry, son, you can't go because we can't afford to pay to give her a gift, yada, yada. Ultimately, my dad was the Jew, so I wasn't allowed to go. I didn't get head until I was 17. That's the end of the story.
Your dad says, not before Dad gets his taste.
The short and sweet is a real fucking technique there.
I like that.
That is the first story to end in applause.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, because the other ones were fucking atrocious.
Yes.
And we tortured like, these people for a half hour.
It's just like getting 15 shitty openers so that you can shine. Like Dane Cook.
Wait a minute. You meant Rogan.
I thought that was empty, to be honest. That I think that might be in the lead.
That one?
It went. I don't know. He didn't get head till he was 17.
Choke the fucking guy out. All right, settle down. You're too wanting.
Too
this.
Eager.
Yeah.
That's what's freaking us out. Is you really want to be choked out?
10 seconds, though. I mean, you could hold a choke for 10 seconds.
Are we on the ground? Or are we standing up?
Standing up.
No.
Oh, standing's a lot harder.
Yeah, it's a lot harder.
You gotta have hip control.
Yep, he's got a. You're a fucking.
Oh, you're saying the cokehead puts him in the chokehold. He's your stand-in.
No, he says you really want to fuck with Lewis. Give it to that lunatic Indian kid.
Oh, so I wasn't even close.
Yeah.
But what I thought they said is a pretty good idea. Like, it's not you anymore. The rapper guy puts him in the chokehold, and you're staking him.
Right.
No, that's going to get ugly.
That's going to for sure get ugly.
I think the rapper guy left.
I hope he died.
No, he left. He said he had to go to another show.
He was oddly angry.
I believe he dropped the mic, they call it. A mic drop.
The only decent story, that guy's, and then there was one other one like 3 or 4 ago. Which one was that?
I thought the lady was a riot.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
I was in college. You have to apply to college to get in. My essay was on.
I mean, this is fucking nuts.
This might be the worst podcast I've ever recorded.
What?
This might be the worst podcast anyone's ever recorded.
No. This is gold. Dog water? Are you kidding?
Special Jew coming out 1 week from today, approximately.
Special Jew will be out November 2nd, hopefully. The sound editing's done.
A Mexican guy said his name was Casey, and I said Case O.
Yeah, that was good.
Are you kidding?
I like
that
the text.
That was the highlight of my life.
The comedians really brought it today.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking, what if the guy, the choke guy, what if he's like into that and it makes him come? Did anybody make that joke yet?
No.
Wait a minute.
Bobby made it first.
Yeah. Next thing you know, he's like Jerry Falwell Jr.
Can we negotiate here? How about you get 11 seconds, but you're on the ground?
Yes. How about he gets choked out by Gary Fallout Sr.?
Gary Fallout.
Fallout.
Fallout Boy.
Yep. Oh, no. Wow. No. Why are you going to say it like that? I mean, what the fuck, bro? Now we're all hard.
That will do.
Oh, shit.
Does he have a story or just... Oh.
Do you? But you're here. But I'd still like to
He's
hear
got
it.
Some props.
Holy shit, that was a confident walk. Where are you going, dude? Oh, I thought you had a story.
Oh, thank you. It's wet. Was
it was an ice.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
So I'm sorry about this. It's a story about kicking babies. Is it ever okay to kick a baby? I can tell you. So something about me is I never met my kid until he was 12. Uh-huh. So on the week I was supposed to meet him.
God, you really have fucking presentation energy right now.
Yeah.
Have you folks heard of this? Have you heard of this? It's exciting stuff.
Why didn't you meet him until he was 12? Were you on your way to the hospital? You stopped off for lunch?
Single mama problems, you know. So I never met my kid. So I'm having a dream, and I get a call from the fire department that the hospital's on fire and that my infant is on the third floor, and they can't get to it. So I hurry up, and I run down.
They called you to say, hey, your kid's probably going to die soon?
Yeah, it was a dream, yes.
Oh. Oh. It was a dream.
So I get there, and the hospital's on fire, and the fire department won't let me in. So I break through, I run in, I get to the third floor. But the thing is, I don't know what my baby looks like. So I get to the infant's room, and it's full of babies. And then what are you going to do? Just let them all burn? So I picked up a bunch of babies. I got like 12 of them in my arms. And I'm running out, and I'm dropping babies as they're coming. So I'm kicking them down the aisle, right, trying to get to the staircase. So I'm kicking babies. Fire department's going, what are you doing? I get outside. I drop all the babies, and then I wake up. That's my story.
The so real you were kicking I have a dream speech.
It's not a story. This is a dream.
Are we going to do this till everybody leaves?
No, yeah.
Are we raising money for somebody?
We just want one story. That's good.
I can't believe no one has a fucking Jewish, a good Jewish story. The virginity one was close. You got one? It's a feel-good story? Does it involve Jews?
Can't imagine this is a feel-good
he
story.
He knows the story? No. He's your hype man. He's just like, yeah.
This might be the last one.
All right, Bert. You better bring the heat.
Bert.
So in 1939, the German economy was in the tank. And that's... Yeah, sorry. No. So my father was from New Jersey.
What part of New Jersey? Let's juice this up.
Summit, Summit, New Jersey.
Summit. There's a rehab in Summit.
Maybe from
Fair Oaks.
Maybe that's where.
My friend attempted suicide and wound up there.
Norton, stop prolonging this.
That's a true story, Bob.
Stop, please. This would have been over 5 seconds ago.
Go ahead. Summit, New Jersey. Very wealthy.
I need soup.
Well, you're in luck. I have a bag full of it.
So my dad left New Jersey to go to Emory in Atlanta, and was the first non-Jew allowed into the Jewish fraternity in Atlanta. And that was my father. That's my feel-good story.
What was the name of the fraternity?
Okay.
I don't
and
know.
And now you might know my father as Epstein.
The fraternity was Phi Boring Story.
Pretty good, Joe. I liked that. That was fucking good.
Thanks. No, it was a good story.
Yeah. And it did have a nice ending to it.
It's more of an anecdote.
I mean, there's somebody else over there.
But hold on. Do you? I mean, I'm giving you the chance.
Oh, he's got a Hawaiian shirt. Oh, this is it. This
Come on.
Is it. This is the one.
Is it a good story?
No, this is the one, dude.
Come it's on what? Over. Don't be shy.
It's what? It's about
this
your
This is good.
Is it a story or is it just like one time we had lunch?
Don't I just come over and tell
let's
it.
Let's do it.
All right. I am putting my anal virginity up that this is going to be good.
I'm sort of on Joe's side. They're getting set up to fail a little.
No, this one's going to be classic. Yeah. This guy's a cut-up. Look at him. He's a card.
So he looks like the guy who attacked fucking...
Atlanta.
Hold on.
Atlanta, the Olympics.
Take your time. Go back, Ari. We got you.
Come on, try again. You know
the
it.
The guy that attacked who?
The ice skater lady.
Oh, Galooly.
You look Galooly. Like Jeff Galooly, but you don't have a cock like Jeff Galooly. He had a giant penis, if you remember that film.
All right, Giamatti, let's do it.
We remember the film, just not like you.
So I had one Jewish friend. He was from New York City. He brought me out to New York City, showed me around to all his favorite places, brought me to his favorite deli. The guy was so excited. I was like, oh, this is your friend. He brought us out all this extra food.
And at the end of it, he got the bill. My friend looked at the bill and still said, "Ah." That was it. Yeah, he scoffed at all the free food. I know.
Give us the mic back.
Duped us.
What was it? Hold on. Don't give up.
Did you take off your shirt and dance on the table or not?
What was the name of the deli? Carnegie? Was it Katz?
It was in the Bronx in the Riverdale.
In the Bronx.
Norton, stop. Yeah. I need soup. Stop. Your friend got a bill and went, ugh.
There's another guy in a salmon shirt. He looks like he's got a good story.
What an ass on that guy, by the way. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was something else.
Bit of a rump. This guy looks like he's got... You look
what
like...
What are the odds?
This looks like the guy that should be choking Molesto.
Now, let me ask you a question. You're telling me this story now. What made you pause till now to come up here to decide to tell it?
I've just been so fucking mad. I had to come up and try to save it.
And you have
save
one.
Save the day.
I'm from New York. I know a lot of Jews.
All right. Here we go.
That's a great answer. I'm from New York. I know Jews.
Yeah.
Listen, me and my Jew friends got into a little tiff. I got cauliflower ears, and I don't do UFC. You do the math.
I'm also an MMA fighter.
We know. We're looking right at you.
Yeah. So my name is Eric. I'm from New York. I know a lot of Jews. I'm also German. So I have a lot of relatives that are still from Germany, and they come over to visit every once in a while. And when they do, they like to do the New York tourist thing, go into Manhattan. So I had a whole bunch of cousins. We were in our early 20s, 22, 23. We go out. We have dinner in Manhattan. Across the street is the W Hotel. So
getting the gang back together for old times a little bit.
Oh, yeah. So my German relatives obviously don't know many Jews because my grandparents, they were pretty much the Michael Jordans of genocide.
All
right. Am I right?
It's all right.
It's not even the funny.
Because you fight MMA, you're right.
All right. I appreciate that.
You are.
So we go to the W Hotel, and there's a club, and you go downstairs to get into the club, and there's these three black guys that are working at the door.
Oh, boy.
So we're chatting it up with them, and they're like, "Oh, where are you guys from?" And my cousins are like, "Oh, they're from Germany." And they start chatting up, and we're like, "Oh, is there anything good going on in the club tonight?" They're like, "Oh, if you want to go down, it's free to get in now. You guys can go hang out for a little while. It'll be good in like an hour or so." So we go down there with my cousins. It's a nice loungy place. We're hanging out, having drinks. All of a sudden, this giant group comes down the steps. And it's a whole bunch of, they're very Jewish looking people.
Hasidic Jews?
Or they might have been Orthodox. Okay. It was a good spectrum of
horns,
Jews from New York.
Some kind of scumbags.
Yeah. They were something, and it wasn't Catholic. So my German relatives are getting a little bit antsy. They're trying to dance still, and it's just not working out. And next thing you know, it's 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. The whole club is filled with pretty much Orthodox Jews. There might be some Hasidics moved in.
Over the loudspeaker, you just hear, "It's time for payback." Boom, 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 boom.
So eventually, my cousins are feeling real uncomfortable. There's Jews trying to dance with them. It's just not working out. So I'm like, "All right, let's go." So
in our country, we didn't let this shit.
And 50 Jews showed up.
Yep. So we get up, we start walking up the steps, and I see these black guys, and they're looking at us, and they see these puzzled looks on our face, because we're all like, "What the fuck is going on down there? Was it like a giant Jewish wedding at the hotel, and everyone came downstairs?" The black guys are like doubled over laughing. We get up the front, there's a giant banner on the front, and it says, "The W Hotel welcomes JDate.com."
And why they went down? The guy said it'll get good in about an hour.
I guess so.
Because that's what we should have said that at the beginning of this podcast.
So you and your German cousins felt uncomfortable. How do you think the Jews felt?
Well, they didn't know. They were trying to dance with my cousins, but these black guys definitely pranked us because they knew my relatives were all German.
And
is that what happens at JDate? A bunch of like gay Jews.
Well, that's what it's a Jewish dating website.
Boys and girls.
Yeah. Whatever.
I mean, that's a good prank they got on you.
I didn't mind that story. That was all right.
Yeah, what was all that? Right. What was wrong with that? They almost got you laid. That sounds like a fun prank.
Yeah, that was.
But on his mind, he was like, "Can you believe, like, as if we would ever with these disgusting vermin?" Like,
yeah. Meanwhile,
they tried to dance with us. Can you imagine the horror of.
There's
a woman over there.
That's got to be the last one, then.
Well, get the woman.
Come on over here, madam. Don't be shy.
You got a story for us. Short and sweet. Sure, I love that.
Yeah,
my
welcome.
Shock. You okay,
I think someone just showed us your titties earlier.
Oh, yeah. Did that guy do coke off your tits?
She's adorable. Look at her. She's so cute
what's
already.
What's your name, dear?
Stephanie.
Ooh. All right.
All right. So I'm the Jew in this story. And my favorite vibrator, it stopped charging. I was very disappointed. It was like a $250 vibrator. So I bought a new one and sent the defective one back and got my money back.
Nice. That was a good Jew story.
There you go.
That's and a feel-good was, Jew story, no pun intended.
Yeah. How long, madam, how long had you had the vibrator before it stopped working?
It was her mother's, then her grandmother's.
That was made of wood. It had a Star of David carved in it.
What the fuck is a $250 vibrator?
Something that could actually satisfy a woman.
I know.
What do you guys think? Which one?
I like, what? What's your name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie came up, adorable, short and sweet, Jewish, she's Jewish.
Stephanie, what were the other ones that were decent?
The redheaded lady with the glasses was
fuck
big.
You.
Was
fuck you.
Fuck off, Joe.
I still don't think there's a winner.
What about the dildo pillow guy? Maybe that's where...
Yeah. I like
the
Stephanie's...
The one guy got laughs. Remember there was a guy
was
that got a couple laughs.
What was that one? The one getting head. He didn't get head until he was 17.
Yeah. Was that the laughs?
I mean, look at this crowd is like, please end it. The one getting ahead, wrap it up, boys.
Stephanie's story was empowered and brave, but
it was the right thing at the right moment.
It was just a story about returning something that broke.
Yeah, but it was
that's
a
not
dildo.
That, that's
but,
not,
but it's a Jewish show. She got her money back. She got it free.
Yes.
Honestly, she returned something that was in her pussy to get a new one.
Yeah.
I'm Arab and I do that. That's not a Jewish thing. That's just, you know.
I really think the shaky ponytail guy that gave us dog water should get something.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I want to give it to the rapper kid. That kid was out of his fucking...
He was wild.
What are your thoughts of bringing, like, the top three back up and they get one sentence each? Stephanie.
Well, maybe we get an audience
Stephanie,
vote.
Don't
Stephanie,
come back up yet.
The fucking guy who's 17 when he lost his fucking blowjob virginity.
Oh, yeah. He was good.
And then what was the last one?
What if we get those three to choke out that fucking weird guy? They just kick the shit out of him. We take that 100.
Yeah, there's that guy. He looks tough and
Dillinger cool. Escape Plan. I saw them live once.
And then the baby kicker. Should we have him come back?
No, he had a dream.
No, he worked
It's only a dream.
That was a dream. It didn't happen.
He can't use the ticket.
I don't know. He told a story, though, and it did pretty well.
Yeah, but it wasn't real.
Yeah. It was all a dream.
Yeah.
I used to read Word Up magazine.
I know, that's what I was going to do. God, we're on the same wavelength tonight.
Yeah, we really are. The Joes.
Can you subscribe?
Hey, wasn't there another Joe that was good? Remember there was lottery ticket guy.
A lottery ticket
Stalin,
guy.
I believe you're thinking of.
Yeah. Not Jewish.
No, didn't he get laughs? Yeah.
I mean, these people are begging to
Wait, what this. About the... Yeah,
bring everybody back up.
The whole crowd get up here.
I would vote. I would vote.
Yeah. Stay right there.
I would vote. You bring the redhead lady back up and see if she can redeem it in one sentence. Just as a wild card. A wild card.
And I feel like Joe should get a couple minutes with her to coach it. Yeah.
I think we can do it. Yes.
Well, hold on.
Yes.
We didn't invite you yet.
Funny shirt. She's got a funny shirt, funny pants.
Madam, you don't have a microphone. No one can hear you.
Miss, it's not time yet.
I'm sorry, and you got my story wrong. I got pranked by a Jew, and you guys keep...
You got pranked by a Jew.
Wait, what was your... saxophonist.
Yes, he pranked me.
How did he prank you?
Because he was a sex offender that said he was a saxophonist.
The saxophonist was Clarence Clemens.
Wait, miss, we can't hear you. Come back. Talk slowly, please. Start from the beginning.
No! I need fucking soup!
She got pegged by a Jew.
All right.
Pranked by
I wish
the
you
Jew.
Got attacked by a bunch of Jews right
hold
now.
Hold on a second. Don't you dare blame me for the train wreck that fucking story was.
Ooh. Ooh.
That is outrageous.
How about this? DeRosa gets to choke her for 10 seconds.
Huh? How about if we give them all 10 seconds to tell the story?
No.
Can I just say,
yeah.
All the stories were bad, but she has funny shirt,
you're
pants,
a fucking mental patient. You're a fucking mental patient.
She's a lunatic. That's,
all of her stuff is funny.
You think like, Stephanie was awesome.
Yeah. No, you just thought
Stephanie,
you were
come here for a second.
I'll go. Give Stephanie the blowjob king. Come up here.
Let the redhead talk or she's going to fucking strangle me outside. Please. Let her
I like how she did the angry talk and walk. She couldn't stop. Yeah. She'd be like, yeah, 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 yeah. Should we let the audience vote on those two? Yeah. I like this is just like, let us leave.
Yeah.
Ari, this worked last year. It did not work this year.
By the way, Louis C.K. and Dave Chappelle did drop-ins, and you guys all missed it.
No, he's serious. They dropped in.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, not at all.
Did they really? Now I'm bummed out.
Okay, Stephanie, stand over there for me.
I like Stephanie now.
What's your name?
I like Stephanie,
Trev?
Too.
Brad.
Brad.
Let me be clear. I love Stephanie.
Yeah.
I think Stephanie is great.
He was trying to get Stephanie to protect you from that redhead after the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stephanie, help me out. I got you. Thank you.
I'll do Brad's intro music. My name is Brad!
Should we just audience vote this? How many think Brad? You're for sure already going to lose. How many think Stephanie?
I can't be clear. I think we need.
If you don't give it to
vote.
Brad, you're fucking not funny.
Brad, here you go. Enjoy your fucking.
No,
enjoy
stop.
Enjoy your.
That's so shitty. That's so shitty. Stop that. Brad, give it to Stephanie.
Enjoy your golden ticket, Brad.
Oh wow, what a magical moment.
Bye, Steph.
What show is this, by the
Stephanie,
way?
Stephanie, if you Ours give it to the redhead, you will be a fucking legend.
Yeah.
You will be a legend.
But for Steph?
Guys, Tuesdays with Stories every Tuesday. Watch this movie right now on louisck.com called 4th of July. I cried at the end of it.
One more hour.
And this year's material is out on YouTube right now. Joe DeRosa has a bar. And a popular podcast called Taste Buds that I invented. Ryan Long has a podcast, The Boys Cast. It's great. I've been on there. Joe for the other one.
What the fuck did you call me?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm fucking out of it. Robert Kelly, his new special is on louisck.com right now. Killbox, it's available right now. Who's seen it here? They love it, dude. And you want to do podcasts. Jim Norton is on
Jim
and Sam.
Wait, can I plug something? Can I plug something?
Oh, yeah, sure.
We're in a real time of crisis, and I wanted to encourage everyone to get out there and vote.
My special Ari Shaffir Jew is available right now on November 2nd. Please tell some friends about it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming, everybody. Have a good night. This was a wild experiment.
That's the episode. So now, go right to youtube.com/Ari Shaffir and watch my special. There's nothing else to say, you guys. Of course, see me in Portland, Dallas, Pittsburgh, San Jose, and Salt Lake City. Of course that. And it looks like maybe a big, big, big show in New York at the end of March. Let's just call it that. Big, big show in New York at the end of March.
March 25th. But right now, go to my special, watch it, and promote it to as many fans as you can. Post about it 3 times in the next 2 weeks. Tell all your friends. Well, watch it first. Watch it first. I'm letting you donate. I decided that instead of making money, I'm going to do the Edinburgh model and say, if you liked it, go ahead and throw me some cash in there, depending on what you think it's worth. I'll tell you what I spent on it. Too much. Legitimately, I think like 42 to 45% of my life savings. I don't do as well as the other guys. And I'm still willing to put all that into this special and give it to you. So you donate what it's worth, but you tell your friends, shut up, man. As much as you can. Do me a favor. Spread the word. Spread the joy. Spread the gift that is Ari Shaffir Jew on YouTube right now. Guys, I'll see you next week.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. And even